was. I had a little procedure done. So I asked Jesse Robbins, do I have to say Vidu before I do this? Is this like something that's... So he said, Rebbe, you say Vidu every day. So I said, the problem is I have to say Vidu for the Vidu I say every day. You know what I mean? It's like I can't keep up. That's right. That's what I'm saying. I have to say Vidu for that Vidu. Every morning by Shabbos, when Shabbos, they say Hashamdu.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's Vidui. Isn't that a Vidui?
Yeah, we don't do it here.
No, I'm just saying. They say it every time. But I have to say Vidui for that Vidui. Okay. Okay, we are up to Daf Vav Amadei. Zakti Gemara. We are up to Amalai Le'ishtai, the third line from the top. Bob and Bay, did
you start the recording?
Okay, third line from the top, Bob and Bay. Amalai Le'ishtai at La'atzmacha. The guy said to his wife, in the get, you are on your own. Mao, mi aminan, l'vlacha kamala? Does he mean you're on your own, meaning work, earn your own living? I do milagami kamala. Or is he telling her, you are now divorced? The Tanya we learned. Gubush al Gachikur, the body of a bill of the of freedom, Harap El Khairin, Hariatla Atzmacha, Hashta. Ma Evid Kanani the Kanale Gufe. Madh Evid Kanani that you own in totality. Ki Amala Hariatla Atzmacha, the Gamri Kamale. When you say the word Hariatla Atzmacha, that's saying you're totally free, not that you can work for yourself, but I'm totally freeing you. So you should like Kanale Gufa. A woman that you don't own her completely, the Kolchke, for sure, Hariat La'atzmacha is a total separation. Rashi. Look to Rashi. We have, by the way, this Gemara is a repeat of a Gemara we had in Gittin shortly before the end of the Masechta. The same Lashainus, the same Gemara, the same Raya, everything. Rashi said he wrote it in the get. So that's not clear in Rashi. The answer is, it makes no difference what he says if it's not in the get. If it's in the get, the question is how important is what he says. But if it's not in the get, what? Again, we spoke out from the Gemara and getting this mashma that you have to say Arfataris B'chalotam. So really, you could have said he said this. But Rashi says it was in the get that way. So, again, I don't know whether Rashi's trying to tell me that the words aren't that important. I don't know.
When I just did say at the end of the year, I jumped to the top that the word, but it says it doesn't work. Why did Ariat Mutaris Lohaladim Mo Amulatum?
By Shivcha. There's two cases here. For a woman, if you say, Hariat Beschairin, it's Lohaladim Amulatum. And by a Shivcha, if you say, Rashi, I don't know if we did that, Rashi, Hariat Muteris. Lashon Gerishinu, V'loy Lashon Shechur. Hariat Muteris is a Lashon of divorce, not a Lashon of freedom, the Shivcha of a Shivcha. Nibat Chayre Mashallah, Einu Muteris Lavadim. She's not Muteris L'Chuladim. She becomes Asher to more people, to some people. Avu Lashon Getu L'Isha, Shematiru L'Chol, Shaisa L'Sur L'Loy Al Yadayim. She becomes mutter to everybody that he banned her from. Now, that's not 100% true because she remains usher to her, his relatives. But again, he's releasing her from Eishes Ish. Legamri, afilu lihinasei. Limlocha, she maithi da shalosh, she should keep her earning. Leavdai, legamri. Kanadi, legamri, afilu lishikhur gufai, umutter babaschairin. He's mutter babaschairin. Dr. Gamai vayit amale Ravina l'Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Amala Avdai Ainli Aisigbach. He told his Evid Kanani, I have nothing to do with you. My. Mi Amrina Ainli Aisigbach Lagamri Kamerle. Does Ainli Aisigbach mean I have zero to do with you, meaning you are free? Idumala Mulacha Kamerle. It just means work. Amala Ravnachmala Ravashi. Amala Ravchanam Chazola Ravashi. Tashima. Again, this is a repeat of a Gemara we had about 4 or 5 weeks or 4 weeks ago. And that is, he said, Tashima. Somebody sold ever to a guy. So we punish him. We make him buy him back and free him. So it says he goes out for freedom, but he has to have a get shichur from his first master. Because when one sells an eved to a guy, one is only selling the monetary part. The eved, the iser part that the owner owns, can't be transferred to a guy. The kinyan haguf. It's only a kinyan maisi yadayim. If you remember from way back when, we had it both in Gittin and in Yavamas. A guy cannot own a guy for his body. He can only own him for work. A yid can have a kinyan haguf in the eved. When a yid sells an eved kanani to a guy, he's only selling the right for his earnings, the monetary rights. He's not really selling the body of the eved. That's what it is, halakhically. Now, the kavina is this. He sells the eved to a guy, because I was very upset at him, because he put the eved in a position where he can't keep mitzvahs, and an eved kanani is chayiv, and everything that a woman is chayiv in. So we force him to redeem him. That's the Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin. We go to the owner and say, you're mechuyev to redeem the eved. And then you're mechuyev to free him. And you have to give him a get shichur. Because without your get shichur, he can't go free. That's what the Mishnah said. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Medvar Mamorim Shoykastav Alav Einai. That's if you did not write Einai. I believe Archko says it means contract.
Document.
Avokastav Alav Einai. But if you wrote the document, Zel Shechurai, that remains, that becomes his Shechur. Why? Hechi Dami Einai. Amar Rav Sheish is the custom lake, Shetibrach Mimenu, Ein Li Eisig Bach. When he writes, when he sells the Eved, he writes a document saying that if the Eved runs away from master number two, I have nothing to do with you, with the Eved. Which is saying Ein Li Eisig Bach, which is a lashon of freedom. So that's freeing him. That's releasing him from you. Now, you're going to have to go buy him back from the guy because you put him in an untenable position. But you're not, but he's free already. You wrote that document. So we all we want to prove in this Gemara is that Engli Eisigbach is a lashon of freedom. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yossi Lecheris, we have a gav the kaim along kainz and isil of daisim and ivag achav marasar medamav. Even though we punish him to redeem him from a guy 10 times his value, the av kimi mitzvahs, because you took him away from mitzvahs. Tzarek get shechur, latirei bevas chayrin, in order to marry a Jewish woman. Shem da'ivik acham gufo leikanu. Da'ivik acham leikani. Da'ivik acham does not own the body of an eved kanani. This is a mehem tiknu. You can buy goyim, and we da'ashen atem kainem mehem, v'loi hain kainem mikem, v'loi hain kainem zeh. A guy has no ability to own the body of another guy. He didn't write the document. It's a document. Because that's saying to replace the shikru. I saw an interesting thing in one of the Mefarshim. He wants the taina that the einai would have to be given to a person for the eved. Because the only reason shikhur works when you give an eved a star shikhur is gita v'yadei bon ke'echad. The pshat is, when you give it to him, he gets the question in the Gemara in Gittin was, how can an eved be kind of star shikhur? His hand belongs to his master. So when you hand him the star shikur, you're basically transferring from your right hand to your left hand. So the Gemara said, Gita v'yadei bon ke'echad, which meant it's simultaneously. When he receives the get shikur, he becomes free and gets it. It happens in the same moment. That's what the Gemara answered. Now, what if he wants to free his eved in 30 days? What if he would write a star to the eved, you are free in 30 days? And he handed him the star. There's no gita v'yadei bon ke'echad. You didn't free him now. He's still your eved. So you haven't handed it to him. Yes, there is. Yeah. You have to give the eved star shikur. Meaning there's no sort of sli gita. But at the point when you gave it to him, he can't be kainer. There's no git to be out of Bangechar. It doesn't have a hand. Again. Forget that. Forget selling to a guy. A guy says he will free his Eben in 30 days. It gives him a star that he's free in 30 days. The Eben cannot be kind of that star. He has no hand. Now he can give it to somebody else to be psychic for the Eben because the other person has a yad.
Didn't we say there was a star put to me that? He doesn't have a hand except for this.
Again, for being free right now. Gita v'yad le'bon ke'echad. Isn't that what the Gemara says? So therefore, those before should want to tie that in the case of the guy, you're not freeing him now. You say, when you run away from the guy, I'm freeing you.
Where's that shtar?
So they want to say you have to give that to somebody else. Because if you give it to the Eben, you can't be kind of that. Now, what I think you were alluding to is, let him not be kindness, and the moment he runs away, at that moment, he should be kindness again. Interesting question. I don't know if that would work by Evan.
It's totally now in the Evan running away, now because he's when you run away.
So it doesn't make a difference. It still doesn't have a hand now.
That running away is
a
power.
Not Lebefreya.
No.
Not Lebefreya.
The Baymark Arrestment?
Hold one second, somebody's talking here, yes.
In this case, with a guy, he's getting in. The question is, oh, he's still...
He still belongs to the inn, for the goof.
Right, so when he runs away, will it be La Freya?
No! See, you don't want to free him now. He'll be kind of more business than he can. Then he's Chayv and Titus. Then he's Chayv and Tvilin. At least now that Evan Kanani, he's butter from Tvilin. So you sold him to a guy, he's going to have to struggle for Shabbos, he's going to have to struggle for Kashrus, but at least he doesn't have to wear Tvilin every day. Him now, he has to wear Tvilin. You're making it worse. You don't want it for him now. Yes, Dr. Bray.
I'm sorry, I don't quite get this final document. When he sells the Evet to another guy, he gives him a document that if he runs away from the other master, he's free?
Yes. I have nothing to do with you. He gives the Evet a document that says that I am finished with you.
Okay. Stretch him.
You're not allowed to.
Not
I don't know what you mean by you can't.
In other words, you're allowed to take the money.
You can't eat chaser. Yes, you can. You're not allowed to. See, I don't know what the word can't means in your vocabulary.
It means
not allowed or impossible?
We have that. It's not...
Is it not valid? It is valid.
It is valid.
You did an Aveira. You exposed the Evet by not being able to keep mitzvahs. But it is valid. That's why I said I don't know what you mean by the word can't. The what?
What it means is
think about it. I'm Rabbiya. Okay, I want to explain this outside so we can do this inside. Somebody lent the woman $100. Not his wife, a regular woman. He lent her $100. Goes there and he says, Hariat Mukadashasli was $100 that you owe me. The luck is, she's not Mukadashis. He didn't give her anything. Meaning, he didn't give her anything of his. When he lent her the money, he gave her something. At this point, there's no money that belongs to him. There's a debt. A debt is not money. A debt is a debt. Kedushin has to be, the man gives the woman something of value. He's not giving her anything when he says, I'm a kaddish you with the money you owe me. The money he owes is a debt. That's not giving her anything of his own. It's her money now. She owes him $100. However, if he says to the woman, I'm a kaddish you with the pleasure of me forgiving your debt, That is a pleasure he's giving her now that's worth money. Semantic. And that's a kedushin.
Sounds like semantic.
No, it's not. One is trying to use the money, and one is trying to use the pleasure he's giving her now. We'll get there in a second. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You owe me $100, and I'm Meichwood, right? Is that interest? Why is it interest?
I'm the one that...
I'm Michael $100. What's wrong with being Michael something? And you're giving me pleasure. And you're receiving pleasure from me. So the woman is receiving pleasure from the man that he forgave. He has to say, I'm not being Mekadosh with the money. The money is not his money. I can be Mekadosh to her with the pleasure I am giving her now, which is worth money.
I goes over to her and says, listen, I see you're struggling. I am going to lend you $100 for that pleasure that I'm lending, not forgiving, I'm lending you. Will that be Kedushin?
It would be Kedushin, but it might be a problem of Rivas. Because she now is paying him $100 plus herself.
How do you estimate the value of the pleasure?
One second. Yes, I'm sorry.
According to the law, you don't sell a loan. There's a whole business of selling loans.
It's very difficult to sell a loan. What Kenyan can you make in a loan? There's a whole sugya coming up. And we had it in Baba Basra, but we're going to have it later on, I think, in Kedushin. How do you sell a loan? It's not tangible. Now, if there's a shtar, there's a sugya about selling contracts. But a milvah ba'peh is even worse. What are you selling? There's no tangible. Pashtus, there's no selling of milvah ba'peh. Is it? It's hard to find a kinyan that'll work a milvah ba'peh. There's, I think, one kinyan that might work a milvah ba'peh. My mitzlushtim, I think that's the only one. It's almost, the Gemara we had in Gittin, that if you have three people there, the seller, the buyer, and the person, and you say in front of him, my mitzlushtim, that's a kinyan that can work. It's a drabonim, that's a kinyan that can work even by milva. According to one man, the arm, I said, whether it can work on loans or not. But there's no kinyan to be made on a non-tangible. Contract is tangible. And that is also machloikas, exactly how the Chirush Taurus works. Right. So back here. So the guy's Mekadosh a woman with a milva, that is Mekadoshes. It's not even Mekadoshes. He didn't give her anything. If Mekadosh her with Hanos Mechilas milva, then she is Mekadoshes, because he's giving her pleasure. And it's not ribbon.
How do you...
paying him back to loan.
How do you estimate the pleasure that she gets in terms of its value? I mean, I would assume that if you like to build...
How much would a person pay to have a $100 loan forgiven?
More than a fruit.
I think at least $99.
I mean, I would assume that if you're like a type of Bill Gates, a $100 forgiveness loan is meaningless. Well, somebody's nebuch, very poor, it'd be a lot. So, how do you quantify the pleasure the person's getting?
I think everybody, a $100 loan is worth to be forgiven at least $99. Who doesn't want to get $100? You can be a Rockefeller. We used to call Rockefeller. Today, nobody knows who Rockefeller is anymore. Bill Gates. You can be Bill Gates. You can be Warren Buffett. If you're forgiven $100, you have pleasure, $99.
The guy who
he saved money.
He bought the vet. His name's Cone. I forget his first name. Where's he from? Which one? His daughter's so much money, he just spends it.
Again, everybody has a no when they're forgiven money.
Where's the Vayikach?
He's giving your pleasure.
Pleasure
is money. You want to know why pleasure is money? You see people going to Mendel's and buying food and spending money? Why are they spending the money? For pleasure. Why else are they wasting their money, spending their money?
I don't know, Mendel's.
or any other place.
No, but what do
you mean? They have pleasure, aren't they? I don't understand. They're enjoying it. They're happy. They received something.
But is that a bamashas?
It's worth money.
Don't you have to give?
It's shavu kesef.
That's called shavu kesef?
Yes.
I thought shavu kesef means it doesn't have to be dollar bills or coins. It can be a ring.
It can be something that's worth money. Being Michael something is worth money. I know it's about what you're trying to say is you thought it had to be a tangible,
right,
not an intangible. So the Gemara is saying not like you.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. What was the place you mentioned spending money? Where? Mendel's?
Craig, you have to wait when it's quiet here because I can't hear two things. Trey Kali Lai Mishtabi, yes?
That's true. But if you like something, it's good.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The honor of receiving a Kedushin, isn't that Sogia later on? The honor of receiving the
Kedushin. Yeah, that's a different story. Here she's receiving it.
Right, but then she's later on, isn't there such a...
Right, coming up on Zion Amal Aleph.
Yeah, so that's also intangible.
Right.
See over there.
Correct. We never had it yet. There's going to be a Gemara later on that says, a woman that gives a present to a very chashuv person can be mukadeshes with the hanor that the guy took her present.
What's about yikah?
She got the pleasure. He says, hariat mukadeshesli, bahanor zu, that I accepted your present. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky were alive, and a person were, and a woman would be able to come to give Reb Chaim Kanievsky a new shtender that he would use, the hanor she would have that he took her shtender, it's worth her a lot of money. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky could theoretically say, I have mukadeshously, the hanor she kibalti a shtender. It wouldn't happen, but that's not the point. But that's the halakha. That's what Menachem is saying. What do you think? So let's meet the Gemara inside. Yes, Dr. Bray, what's your question?
I'm sorry, you said something, spending money at Mendel's?
It's a new restaurant in town, and he's been getting, and I've been beating up on them. I'm sorry, it's really right. I shouldn't say anything.
I'm sorry. Those who are not in town anymore, so we miss out on these things. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Sorry, the truth is, I shouldn't say it. It's not. Why should I knock him? You know, he is just making panasa. He should make panasa of a rabbi.
She has a check. She gives him a head check. It's a star. She borrowed money, but she gives him a head. He gives it back. He says, here's the check back. With this star.
This check. Is check considered Shavu Kesef? That's the question.
It means the money that she...
Again, so... She doesn't have to give her the check. Yeah, just be Michael.
I'm saying, but here you have something more.
I don't know. It's a good question you answered.
Why is the question so good?
No, because he's not saying, but I know I'm Michael. You. He's saying, with this check.
Oh, you have to actually save the Hanah?
Yes.
Where do we see that?
Well, we haven't learned the Gemara yet, so you can't see anything yet.
Why are you yelling at me, Rabbi? Yelling at him.
Right. Not yelling. Chas v'shalom. Just getting excited. Right. I'm Rabbiya. I'm a college b'movein in Mekudeshes. B'hanos milva Mekudeshes. Now, b'hanos milva does not mean what I said it before. At this point, we don't know what it means. But if somebody's b'kadosh with a milva, it's ain't Mekudeshes. That's like I explained it. With the pleasure of a loan, that is Mekudeshes. Frek the Gemara, b'hanos milva, v'hatsa lasas gain. But you're not allowed to be b'kadosh with b'hanos milva. B'shem aramas ribbis. Because, I don't know what he uses, Archcrow. It looks like ribbis. It seems like ribbis. It's a trick of ribbis. How does arch go?
Evading
what?
Interest.
What?
Evading ribbis.
Evading?
Yeah. Avoiding. Evading is avoiding.
I know that. I'm trying to figure out whether it fits the Gemara. I know what the word means. Frank the Gemara. Hi, Hanos, move ahead.
Why is it different what you're saying?
Because you'll see in a minute. Because Michael alone is not ribbis. Ribbis is if you pay me back more than I gave you. If you're Michael the loan, she's not paying you back more than you gave her. What are we talking about? Elaim the askafa, that at the beginning of the loan, he set up ribbis. The Amr law, Arba Bechamisha, he told the lady before he married her, I'm lending you four, but you're paying me back five. That's called ribbis, right? And then he comes to her and he says, Hariyatma Kadesh with that fifth one. With that fifth one, I want to be Mekadesh you. Haribas Mal Yisuhu. Void Hainu Milva. That's both Chusrainus. Number one, he's not giving her anything. And number two, that is Ribas. He's taking something beyond the four.
Therefore.
That's Ribas.
Therefore.
So why is it say Haramas Ribas? It is Ribas.
Oh, but it's so calm.
Again, no, it's not, because
why?
It's a Milva. That's the second question. The first question is, don't call it Haramas Ribas, which sounds rabbinic. This is biblical Ribas. You told the woman, I'm lending you $4, you're paying me back $5. Then you tell her, instead of the fifth one, you'll be Mekabel Kedushin. Now, besides the fact you didn't give her anything, you also, what you're saying is, you are the fifth one. This is the Ribas I'm getting. I'm getting the four back plus Kedushin, which I remember a few minutes ago, somebody asked me, if you lend the woman money and say, with lending you the money, I'm being Mekadesh you. That means you're getting back more than you gave. You gave four, you're getting back four plus a woman.
That's not this question.
That's it. That's the first question here. There's two questions here. Number one, it's not rabbinic ribbons, it's biblical ribbons.
Because?
You're getting back, because you said at the beginning, four for five. And instead of five, you're taking her. That means she's the extra over the four. That's real ribbons. Second question is, you're not giving her anything. The money she has. You're not giving her your thing. You said, don't pay me the fifth. That's like kind of Mekadesh Bemilva.
Why
be Kadeshes? And for the Gemara, Leitzricha, the Arvach Lazimna. What happened? He said to her, be Mekudesh to me with the pleasure you would pay to extend the time of the loan. It was a loan four for four. You would pay somebody, not me, you would pay somebody to persuade me to wait another month to collect the loan. Extending time is worth money to you. Now, Rashi learns that's not Ribbis, Deraisa. Tyson says, why not? This is pure Ribbis Deraisa. You're extending a loan for Kedushin.
Who's getting the money?
She is giving herself. Can I please finish? She is giving herself for the extension of the loan. Titus learned it's Ribbis Deraisa. Rashi learned it's not Ribbis Deraisa. Because they want to say in Rashi Shita that Rashi holds Ribbis Deraisa is only if it was set up that way at the beginning of the loan. You told her at the beginning of the loan, I'm lending you $4, $4, $5. But if you lend her $4 for $4, and later on she pays you $10 to extend the loan for a month, that would be only Ribbis Drabanan, because it wasn't there at the beginning of the loan. All the other Rishonim argue on Rashi. They say, no, that's Ribbis Deraisa. Therefore, they learned the case differently, but we're learning Rashi. Rashi learned he's being Mekadesher with the extension of the loan. The Hana of the extension of the loan. That's Ribbis Rabbanon, because it wasn't established at the beginning of the loan. That's Rashi Shita. All the other Rishonim say, this is cash. It's like saying, I lend you four, and then you say, can I extend the loan? I say, if you pay me one more, I'll extend the loan. That's Ribbis Deraisa that the Rishonim learn. Taisus, that's the Rashi. What do you mean, Haramas Ribbis? That's Deraisa.
How do they learn?
So Tysus learns that, I should remember how Tysus learns. What happened was, she owed money to somebody else, and he gives money to the Malva to extend the loan of the lady. And with that, he's being Mekadesher. Shimon lent the woman money. And it's due on February 9th. Today. And Levi goes over to the guy and says, listen, I will give you $10. Please extend the loan for 2 months. He goes to the, before he gives it to Levi, says to the woman, Hari at mukadeshesli bahano, that I'm getting your loan extended. Now, she didn't give anything to Shimon. Somebody else paid Shimon to extend the loan. She is giving herself to Levi for that. That's haramas ribbis. It looks like ribbis. Because that's how, but not learning Tyson. We're learning Rashi. Rashi learned what?
He's not supposed to take it. He's Rabbanan.
Right. Rashi. Well, he could if she weren't given kedusha for that.
Why?
Why not? I can pay somebody to extend somebody else's loan.
That's not
a rabbis ribbis. No, it's only because she's giving me and I'm giving Shimon.
The borrower has to lose.
Exactly.
Give something up.
Right. But we're learning Rashi. I don't want to get involved in Tysus. Let's stick to Rashi. Rashi learns ribbis the rights only if it was set at the time of the loan. And over here, this extension was done later. So it's haramis ribbis. And he's doing it with a pleasure. The pleasure that I'm extending your loan is the kedusha. He's giving her the pleasure. And it's not ribbis because it wasn't established at the time of the loan. However, it's haramis ribbis. Now, if you were Michael the whole loan, and he would say, with I know I'm Michael your loan, it wouldn't even be haramis ribbis. Because he's not getting paid the loan. It's only if he gets paid the loan, plus, that's haramis ribbis.
Who are my notes? I don't know if it's right or accurate or not. And normally, this is, they're extending it. Normally, to extend payback to pay someone to convince the lender.
Right.
Is that correct?
I mean, that shows it's worth money.
In other words, this person might.
We'll do Rashi. Rashi says it, so we'll read Rashi. Look, Rashi. I want to be mekadesh you with the money I lent you. The key comes to Ephraim Kamina. The Yov Midi Bashas Kedushin, he has to give her something. That money he gave her is meant to hers, it's hers. Right, the fact that she can spend it, but I lend somebody money, it's his money now. He owes me money, but I don't own the money anymore. She owes me different money. But no as milva, mafarish lava azul, the Gemara will explain. Ilema da askafami karabah bechamisha. He established at the beginning that he's lending four and will get paid five. The hashtamar lo hiskachli bezus chamishi. Now he's saying, accept that fifth one that you owe me as kedushin. Number one, ribbis mal yisu. And my kar la rabbis ribbis. That's real ribbis. It was established at the time and alone. And number two, void. She's not giving it to her. She's chayiv. It's a debt. He extended the time of the loan. Now, why is extension of the loan worth money? How do you prove that it's worth money to people, that it's a pleasurable thing to have an extension of a loan? How do you know that?
Why isn't it?
So Rashi proves that it is. How? Because if I had owed Rafaito $1,000 and I wanted him to extend it, and I need somebody to do me a favor to talk to Rafaito and say, get extended, I would go to you, I say, I'll give you $25. Can you please ask him to extend it for a month? That shows that extension for the month is worth money. It's a proof that it's worth money. People pay to extend their loans. Now, they can't pay the Malva. They can pay somebody else to talk to the Malva. And that shows that it's pleasurable. Therefore, when he extends her loan, he's giving her something that's worth money. That's what Rashi's trying to prove. Because in case somebody would say, why do you know that extending a loan is worth money? The answer is, people pay for that. If you pay for it, that means it's worth money. You're mekadesh with the pleasure you're giving her. You're not paying anybody else. The paying somebody else is just a proof that the idea
has a value.
That it has a value. So what you wrote in your notes is this Rashi. That to prove that the thing has a value is the fact that people would be willing to pay for it. So it's a good kedusha.
I mean, you would actually pay the Malva.
You can't. It's ribbis. But Rashi's trying to say people would legally pay somebody.
Right,
just a way of showing it's worth.
It's irrelevant if it's legal or not. If I could, if there wouldn't be a problem of what's it called, Rivas, I would do it.
How do you know? How do you know? Maybe what? Not. Maybe not. How do you know? How do you know?
Because it's a pleasure.
How do you know that people would pay for that?
I don't know.
How do you know that people would pay for an extension of loan?
How does Rivas know that lending money to someone is a pleasure?
Rabbi Mark Aretha?
Yes.
I mean, the whole credit card industry is based on the fact that people are willing to pay to extend their loans.
Again, that's what Rashi's saying, that's all. So instead of saying credit cards, Rashi says this.
Yeah, so what is Rabbi Cohn's issue?
Rabbi Cohn's issue is that I don't need a proof that you would pay for it. It's obvious. Why did Rashi have to bring that people would pay somebody else to get it done? Why doesn't Rashi say it's obviously worth money? That's what bothers Rabbi Cohn.
It could be that Rashi's bringing just what we see in the general.
That's what I meant to say. Exactly.
He can't give interest, but he says, hey, we see that this
happens. We see this happens as a proof. Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
That's a very good loophole. What I'm trying to say is, Lule Ribis. There's a Hana, of course.
But what Menachem is saying is that Rashi is trying to show you what happens. That's all.
You better proof when you say we see yesterday than,
exactly.
than to say and imagine a world with rules don't exist and then it could happen. Yeah. We see yesterday.
Rashi could have said the credit card industry. Because they didn't have credit cards in Rashi's time. The Rashi. The Tricha, the Ivach was Man Havasai. You would have given the money to a person to appease me. I, or you would have given it to me if it were legal. And this is not compared to paying to extend the loan. Because the bottom line is, this was not done at the beginning of the loan. Wait for the money and I will pay. Impirish lakach mukudashis by Ramas Ribisu. That's a drabana, the Hava. The loy ribis gummer. Why? The loy katsma midi. He didn't set it up. The loy midi shakaminon. He didn't take anything. 4 for 5 is ribis. This is not 4 for 5. It wasn't set at the beginning. The coach gets up trashy. In Machul or Kohanova, if it was Michael the whole loan, the Amalai is Kachli Banos Machila Zoo, the Ashu the Kiyova Akbuta Danos Nova, giving you the pleasure of forgiving it. I will Mikadish Lobby Ikaramos, but if he's trying to be Mikadish with the money, Lob Mediova is not giving her anything. That's her money already. You have to give her something. You can't give her the money you gave her already. So you have to give her the pleasure of being able to keep the money. Now, if you give her the pleasure of being able to keep the whole loan, it's not even Aramis Ribbis, because you're not getting paid back. It's only Aramis Ribbis if you're still getting paid back and you're getting this as extra. The other Rishonim is saying, this is pure Ribbis. Why is this only Aramis Ribbis? So Rashi says, like, cuts, because he didn't set it up that way.
What was the answer to the question? I'm lending you money. That's
no, because that's 4 for 5.
No.
That's real ribbis. I'm lending you $4 and you will pay me back $4 what yourself. That's real ribbis. I lend a guy $1,000 and I say, you will pay me back $1,000 and buy me master item. Tribbe, you set it up that way.
She's paying.
She's not paying anybody. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Rashi's just using that to prove that it's worth money. In actuality, she's paying zero.
He's not paying either. He's just convincing.
Well, he's giving her something.
Right, but there's no money involved.
Hana is money.
Right, but there's no money. Transfer.
There's no actual cash, though. That's what I was trying to tell you. Rashi just uses that to show that extension of a loan is worth money. By the way, Rashi does throw in, you would pay me. to be illegal, but that what you were saying. Rashi said either you would pay somebody to talk to me, or you would even pay me to extend your.
Oh, I'm sorry, I would fix.
Oh. Rashi says, I leave.
I see the Rashi, I wasn't.
You should have saw the Rashi. I read it, and I said, as I went along, just that you would even pay me. I just want to point out, the Rashi does mention it. Okay. I also will point out that the Rishonim is... See, Rashi is saying two things, and I don't know Pshat. Rashi is saying it's not Ribbis Gomer. Number one is he didn't set it up that way. Then he says, and also he's not taking anything from her. What's the two things in Rashi? He should have said it's not Ribbis Gomer because it wasn't set up that way, which is what they say in Rashi.
Her giving herself as Kedusha is not taking anything.
Well, then that would be the...
What?
So if that's the truth, so Avram's case, it would be also only drop on her. I don't know. Rashi does say two things here. Number one is you didn't set it up that way. Number two is you're not getting anything. So is Rashi saying two reasons it's not ribbis? Number one, it wasn't originally set up that way, and even if it was, is Rashi saying that in Avram's case it wouldn't be ribbis deraisa because there's nothing tangible? She's not called a tangible? I don't know. I'm not saying I know Pshat Rashi. I'm just saying Rashi does say two things. I don't want to be intellectually dishonest. Rashi says two things. The other is Rishonim bothered in Tribus Deraisa. It's straight giving from her to him. Rashi seems to say it's not Ribbis Deraisa, and he says two reasons. Number one is you didn't set it up that way, and number two is you're not taking anything. So is Rashi saying two reasons? One, you didn't set it up that way, and two, even if you did set it up this way, it wouldn't be Ribbis Deraisa because you're not taking anything tangible? I don't know. I don't know what Rashi means. I'm not claiming to understand. I'm just pointing out.
Is the fact of getting married not seen as getting something as a benefit? I mean, it's a two-way street, really. I mean, he's not being high himself and all different things. But who's the benefactor? Both parties are getting something as a benefit. No? I mean, when you do a who do you see the benefit?
Well, every ribbis is that way.
Right, both parties are getting what they want.
That's in every ribbis. Dr. Gemara Baiter, I'm a rabbi. Hey, lechmana menashe tafzireoli. A guy says to a woman, here is $100 on the condition that you give it back to me. Matana, I'm an ass lahagzer. Now, the Gemara is going to say something that makes zero sense. And the Gemara is going to say it makes zero sense, not me. And then the Gemara will correct it. So nobody should jump all over the place while I read the Gemara. Memecher loikana. If you would buy a field that way, I'm buying your field with money on the condition that you give the money back to me. A matana? It's not a matana. And it's sina manas lahagzer. I'm giving you the money. I'm buying the field. Conditionally, you'll give the money back to me. Zokta Gemara doesn't work. Be'isha, ain't a mukadeshes. You do it by kedushin, it doesn't work. B'pinyan ha-ben, ain't b'noi padli. If you gave it to the kayan on the condition, you give it back to me, not a good pinyan ha-ben. B'truma yatsi de nasina. But if you give it to the kayan, truma, on the condition that he gives it back to you, you fulfilled the mitzvah of giving truma. However, the usher lasis came. The kayan cannot agree to this. The nationira kikayan amasaye bebeis agranus. His halacha as follows. If I have a son-in-law that's a kayan, I don't. But let's add a son-in-law that's a kayan. And I want him to earn a living. So I go over to some guy who has a lot of field, and I say, listen, you give my son-in-law truma, I'll kick back 10% to you. That's mutter. It's 100% mutter. I'm paying him, so he should pick my son-in-law as the kohen to get truma. But if my son-in-law went to tell him, give me the truma and I will pay you, that's usher. That called Kayin HaMesayeya BeBeis HaGranis. It's like a Kayin that takes a job, and he's working for cheaper labor so he can get the Truma. It's Asr. We learn that from the Pasuk. So now, a Kayin who agrees to take Truma on the condition that he's going to give it back is obviously doing it, so he should get Truma next time, or he should get some favor from the Yisrael. Why would he agree to that? Why would he agree to accept Truma from Yisrael and give it back?
What does Yisrael do with the Truma?
He sells it. But why would a Kayin agree to that? The answer is, because it's going to pay. The Yisrael is basically telling him, you give me back this Truma, and we'll do business. That's called Kayin HaMaseyeh B'Mitzvah Gronos. But it works. So the Gemara has a problem. You just told me Matan HaManah Fachz, it doesn't work for Mechar. And you just told me Matan HaManah Fachz, it doesn't work by Kedushin. And you just told me that Matan HaManah Fachz, it doesn't work by Pidgin HaBet. So why does it work by Truma? It works for Truma, except it shouldn't be done. Why does it work for Truma more than any other case? Fret the Gemara, make up your mind. Mike Sava Rava. Ik Sava Rava Matan HaManah Fachz, Shma Matana. If you tell me this is valid, I feel the Truma Nami line. So it shouldn't work for Truma. I'm sorry, I feel the kulanami. It should work everywhere. V'iksavet loy shema matana, then I feel the kulanami loy. V'yayid harava hu da'amra matana manas la'akzim shema matana. Rava says clearly this is good. Where? Da'amra rava heilach eshvig za'amanasha tachzireuli. This is what happens every sukkah. You give a person a present to matana manas la'akzim, he's kind and he joins in a mitzvah. That means it's considered a valid matana. If he gives it back, he was Yaitza. That means it was a valid Natana. So why over here doesn't it work? Why can't you give the kind of pigeon a bet on the Manasseh and he gives it back to you? Why can't you give the money to the woman and the Manasseh gives it back to you? Why can't you sell the field and the Manasseh gives it back to you? What's the difference between Esrik? Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Bemechaloi Konekiv Karka, Kaimel and Shiniknas Bekesav, Ain't a Nikna Bekach. The lot me the other, he didn't give him anything. Yatsi de Nesina, Umaychru le Kahanim, Vadamim Shalai, the money is his. Kama Baruch, Mamarmshach. Vasa lost his gate, Dr. Rashi, Vishigam, Schar Zeb, Yitul le Shar Trumaisav. With this reward, he's going to give him the rest of the Truma. Vahavi hai Kayin, ke Kayin a Truma Bescharai, like a Kayin that's paying to get Truma. It's like working for somebody's field, so he should get the Truma. You're not allowed to. They're desecrating it. You have destroyed Bris HaLevi, the covenant with the Levi. Yes.
Let's say he has a beautiful vase, however you say it, and her friends are coming in to see her. So you know what? You can have my vase 2 or a week, so your friends think you're rich, and they return to me afterwards. That's a great hanah for her. That's an intimate connection.
That's what it says.
Why?
It's a good problem. It's a great question.
With the
again, by the way, we haven't finished the Gemara yet. This is like, you know what I mean? I once upon a time told somebody, and I had to retract it because I Chas V'Shalom would not want to insult anybody. But in Yiddish, there's a saying. And I'll just leave it at that.
I forget what the saying was. No, I do. And
Nachum
would like to hear it also.
Anar Weissman Ishkin Halba Arbet. Which means you don't show fools to have a job. You finish and then you ask questions. We'll make sure we continue.